This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, quick. What's 4.5 feet long, about 9 feet across, and can fly around for 3.5 hours? If you answered the first officially approved commercially operated drone in U.S. airspace, go straight to the head of the class. Over the weekend, BP sent its 13.5-pound unmanned aircraft to go check out its oil field out on Prudhoe Bay and bring back some 3D maps of the thing. Getting the FAA's approval to do that apparently took some wrangling. The FAA has been working on a set of guidelines for commercial drones for years now. They are, however, still months away at best, and that is the source of much frustration for many, many businesses. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has that story.
You know who needs drones? Sunflower farmers.
The sunflower crop is anywhere from 6 to 7 feet tall and has a large canopy of leaves.
That's John Sandbacken, who runs the National Sunflower Association.
It's very difficult to see down below what's going on. So this would be something with the drone that you could fly over. You could get a much better visual of what's really happening.
The Sunflower Association is one of more than 30 organizations that have petitioned the FAA to speed up with new regulations. Who else? Anybody who deals with one of what Mike Toscano calls the four Ds.
The dirty, dangerous, difficult, and dull jobs that human beings are faced with.
Toscano runs the Association for Unmanned Vehicle Systems, drones. His group put out a study last year claiming that drones could add $27 million a day to the U.S. economy. He says drones have two specialties. One, delivering stuff.
Whether you're delivering tacos, beer, medicine, food, water, cell phones, or whatever.
Two, checking things out, like those sunflower crops or BP's oil field. He thinks that second area is where we'll see the next round of approved activity, monitoring crops, pipelines, maybe even smokestack emissions. Hollywood's a candidate. Meanwhile, a lot of small-timers have started jumping the gun. Florists, real estate photographers, an online pharmacy.
By and large, FAA enforcement has been spotty. And so they've been able, in many instances, to do so with impunity.
That's Rebecca McPherson, a former FAA attorney. She says the process of making and enforcing regulations may take a long, long time. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.